Transforming Grace, August 5. Determination the key. For I am determined not to know anything among you save Jesus Christ and Him crucified. 1 Corinthians 2:2. Many are attracted by the beauty of Christ and the glory of heaven, yet who shrink from the conditions by which alone these can become their own. To renounce their own will, their chosen objects of affection or pursuit, requires a sacrifice at which they hesitate and falter and turn back. They desire the good, they make some effort to obtain it, but they do not choose it. They have not a settled purpose to secure it at the cost of all things. The only hope for us, if we would overcome, is to unite our will to God's will and work in cooperation with Him hour by hour and day by day. We cannot retain self and yet enter the kingdom of God. If we ever attain unto holiness, it will be through the renunciation of self and the reception of the mind of Christ. Pride and self-sufficiency must be crucified. Are we willing to pay the price required of us? Are we willing to have our will brought into perfect conformity to the will of God? Until we are willing, the transforming grace of God cannot be manifest upon us. By becoming thoroughly acquainted with ourselves and then combining with the grace of God a firm determination on our part, we may be conquerors and become perfect in all things, wanting in nothing. Opposing circumstances should create a firm determination to overcome them. The breaking down of one barrier will give greater ability and courage to go forward. Press with determination in the right direction, and circumstances will be your helpers, not your hindrances. True Christian character is marked by a singleness of purpose, an indomitable determination which refuses to yield to worldly influences, which will aim at nothing short of the Bible standard. The consecration of Christ's follower must be complete. He must be willing to bear patiently, cheerfully, joyfully, whatever in God's providence he may be called to suffer. His final reward will be to share with Christ the throne of immortal glory.